Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of open-ended questions. Even though they may start in the same place, their answers will invariably go down entirely different roads, depending on their experiences, their environments, and the way they see the world and beyond. But maybe there are some common threads that tie us together. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. I asked every guest the same set of seven questions. Together, we hear about the parts of their life that bring them comfort, the questions that keep them up at night, the moments when their life changed direction, and how they truly see themselves. From author and frontwoman of indie band Japanese Breakfast, Michelle Zauner.
We had dated for about a year and a half when my mom got sick. You know, getting married was never really that important of a thing for me, but I knew it was a tremendously important thing for my mom, and that if I ever got married and she wasn't there, it would just destroy me. So we threw together a wedding 3 weeks before my mother passed away. I mean, I told him, we'll just get divorced if it doesn't work out, you know, like we'll be like young, hip divorcees.
To actor, comedian, and writer Simon Pegg. There is God with a big grey beard and a clipboard. That's how I see
I've never seen
God.
Him with the clipboard. In all my imaginings of God.
He has a clipboard with, like...
people's names on. Are you not thinking about Santa? You're conflating Santa and God.
To EGOT winner, Viola Davis.
My dad dying was a big one, because I was there. You're not thinking about how he pissed you off. You're not thinking about he was an alcoholic. You're just thinking about the fact that I loved him. He was my father, and he's gone. It whittles life down to absolutely the essentials of really what makes a life. It leveled me.
And now I am excited to announce Mini Questions is coming back for a third season. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including... actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
It takes a lot of bravery to end something that has so much passion or any kind of relationship. It's so much easier just to stay and ride things out and make excuses, and you can't go around it. So you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. But the sense of smell part of my brain, the fight or flight part, is like, yeah, but he died before you. It's your fault. You did something wrong. You didn't dig a hole miles under the earth in Sweden to try to find a friggin' root that you could get the essence of to cure his cancer. You didn't. It's your fault, you know? And so you need to know that you're gonna feel the guilt if your kid dies before you. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Singer, songwriter, and alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
You know, though I wanted to be a visual artist, the personal disaster of me sort of having my, I'm not going to school anymore, I hate everything, I hate everyone, that personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Each episode is a new story, a new lesson, a new example of how as people, we're both similar and individual. Join me as we continue this exploration on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.